Loyal to the music. This is Tux FM.
Tux FM 107.2. And as promised, I have a special guest here in studio tonight. Gonna play us a couple of new unreleased songs. I feel so privileged. It is Josh Moreira. How are you doing?
Getting you.
I can't complain. So tell me, how has life been treating you? Probably, obviously, well.
Yeah, well, it's quite busy at the moment, obviously. But yeah, it's been treating me good. Really good.
Definitely. Now, we're actually going to speak about a new song that you released just this last month, March?
Yeah, March. 8th of March.
Yes. Now, before we get that, I read your press release that was sent to me, and I have to say, I couldn't believe I even said off air to you. You are 16 years old?
Mm-hmm. 16.
Been doing this since you were like four?
4 years old, yeah. 12 years.
Imagine. I have a couple of like intense questions about that. We'll get like first to like just like start it off a bit.
Of course.
So 16, doing music, touring probably the country internationally.
That's the dream.
Of course.
But yeah, I think it's baby steps the whole time. You can't aim too high, otherwise you're just going to get shot down. So you got to work your way up there.
Definitely. So you started when you were 4 years old, and like I read here, it said your first instrument was a guitar. And I see you brought your guitar with today.
I did. This is a better one, but yeah, obviously my dad wasn't going to give me the top of the range one when I was four years old.
True, started from the bottom. Yeah, no, it happened with me when my dad was like, I'm going to get you a keyboard.
And they get you one of those small ones.
Yeah.
Not even enough keys for you to fit both your hands on.
Jeez, you know what? It's a lovely ornament in my house.
Of course.
It's been there for a while.
But it doesn't do anything, and they don't get it.
Exactly. And then, yeah, I tried the guitar things. Can do like an A, a B, a C, and then like a little bit of a G.
Exactly. Nice chords,
but yeah, like you said, baby steps, and then I just like, oops. But there's you have a lot going for you, like songwriting, playing guitar, playing more instruments at the moment. What instruments actually?
Guitar's really helped with like a lot of the stringed ones. So like bass is natural, ukulele, obviously guitar, piano. I got a bit of rhythm, so I can use a drum set a tiny bit, but obviously I wouldn't play for a band, you know. But yeah, that's really those ones.
So you write your own songs. When it comes to writing the songs, the instruments that you feel helps most with the songwriting process, what would that be? Piano. That's fine, because a lot of people would say guitar. So you feel like you connect more with the piano, more emotion.
I just find it like it's got that like bassy feel, like the root, like when you play quite low down, it's got that like rooty feel. Whereas like a guitar is lovely. Don't get me wrong, it's my favorite instrument. It's really it's what I play the songs I write on the piano on, basically. So I write them on piano and perform them on guitar. That's just how I.
I do it. Never heard that one before, but I feel like it helps with your emotions and like speaking about the songwriting. I found that a lot of people, they struggle sometimes to express their own like life experiences and everything into their songs, especially at a young age like 16. Where do you find your inspiration?
Ooh, it's easy.
Really?
It's easy. It's always. That's the thing. Like I'm trying to change it up a bit, but it's always about girls. I have like.
Oh, okay. All
no,
about
I won't
them
even
girls.
Lie. I have
okay,
like,
okay.
I have like I think 200 to 300 songs.
I almost thought you were gonna say girlfriends. I was like, oh my goodness.
Whoa, I'm not that good.
I was like, okay.
But I got like 200 to 300 songs on my phone. Of ladies, you know. And last year I went through quite a rough patch. With one of them, and I think I wrote like 20 or 30 about that whole thing. The two I'm playing you today are actually from that period. Yeah, you'll hear in the lyrics, like I try to really convey like what I'm feeling. Cause instead of some people go to like therapy, like when they need that, and like that's all good. Like I've done that as well, but music is definitely like my kind of way of getting everything out, you know.
So before we hear those lovely songs you're gonna play us, the first song that I saw that you've ever written was Lovesick.
Okay, yeah. Next question.
8 years old and you were already lovesick.
Yeah, no, that was my mom's idea.
Oh, is it?
Okay, so okay. I was sitting on her bed. I was like, Mom, like I think music's cool, and she's like, let's write a song, and I was like, okay. It happened in like 30 minutes and it was done, and I was like, man, I'm so cool. And then realizing now, Yeah, it wasn't good.
So did you ever like feel like you're gonna go back to that song and just make a bit of a remix? Like,
I'm thinking about it. All my mates are telling me to.
Yeah, I was there like, this is a song I started up with. It got it, and you know what?
I don't know. It's quite a weird territory to cross. Because it's a bad song, really bad.
But I'm sure with all the experience and knowledge right now, you can make
it pretty damn good.
Could.
Maybe you've inspired me. I think I might.
You see, no, look at this ginger inspiring people. I mean, okay. So first song on the list that you're gonna play for me tonight, what is it?
So it's called Abandonment.
Oh goodness! The name says it all. Abandonment.
And it's just about, I don't know what it's really about. Eh? I just wrote it. What I was feeling, I'm sure anyone who's listening can interpret it whatever way they want. I don't write my songs for you to interpret it in a specific way. Just interpret it how you feel, how you're feeling. That's what I want.
So tell me, has it ever been released anywhere, ever played, first time on Tux FM?
I put it on my Instagram and my YouTube, but nowhere else.
No. Speaking about radio stations, Tux FM is the first?
I think so.
Definitely.
Yes, I think so. You actually are the first one.
Okay, well, there you have it. First time ever on a radio station. It's a Tux FM exclusive.
Wasting away the long nights, one thought on my mind, the way I used to hold you. Yeah, she's cold, but it's so different. It's like I'm not even living, haunted by the ghost of what I once knew. So take a little time, I also need it. Clear your head, I know you'll see it, and then you'll come back. Will you come back? 'Cause I can't live like this, get my heart to beat again. I'm standing here hopeless while everybody screams your name. And feeling some bliss, but oh, it don't feel right to have someone other than you stare with me tonight. Oh, stare with me tonight. Abandonment troubles my mind. How I hoped that I'd find comfort in you. 'Cause I'm still finding pieces of that plate that I broke when you said that you didn't love me too. So take a little time, I also need it. Whoa, clear your head, I know you'll see it, and then you'll come back. Will you come back? 'Cause I can't live like this, get my heart to beat again. I'm standing here hopeless where everybody screams your name. Feeling someplace, but oh, it don't feel right to have someone other than you stare with me tonight. Stare with me tonight, stare with me, oh, stare with me, oh, stare with me tonight. Now I sit in cafes, at tables set for two, sipping on your favorite drink I'd always get for you. You'll come back. Will you come back? Will you come back? Save me from this abandonment.
What in the world? You made my social media person cry. She's standing there, I promise you. Can someone please give Leah a tissue? She's there in the corner. Leah, are you all right, my girl?
Okay.
She's okay. Okay, cool.
That's exactly what I want. That is amazing.
Exactly what I want. Speaking about, like, now you, like, see it, tears in the eyes of Miss Leah right now. How does that make you feel knowing your music can touch people in that way?
That is exactly what I want. I don't know if it was in that press release, but every time somebody asked me, yo, what do you want to do with your music?
Yes.
It's not about making money or obviously that's a nice plus.
Definitely.
But I think the main thing is just to make people feel it. That's exactly what I want.
That honestly was one of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard in my life. Like, I am super proud to be like, my man, we should be friends, honestly. But that's actually very true. A lot of people are like, yo, I'm in it for the fame. Or some people that do competitions, they're like, I want the money, I want the fame and the fortune. Mm. But like, for you, it's really about the music. It's said here that I read, you don't care about the genre or whatever. You just want people to smile and feel your music.
Exactly.
And feel the
Not
emotion.
Not always smile.
Well,
if
course.
You want to cry. If you want to cry, then cry. But there's no point in performing on a stage if you don't feel it.
Yes, yes.
Like, I've done that once or twice because it hasn't been the best day for me, and it's the worst thing ever. It really is.
Definitely.
It's so amazing when you feel it and when you feel what you're doing. Mm. And I think there's no other way to perform music, honestly.
Speaking about performing, starting out from like a very, very young age, especially in South Africa, I'm going to point out South Africa because that is the music industry we're in. It's not very easy for a youngster, I'm going to call you a youngster in a sense, to start out in South Africa because they're always like, it's fun for a while, but it's not. And you've been in it since 4 years old. Probably you've seen the good, you've seen the bad.
Yeah.
You've had some people tell you no.
No, definitely.
Of course. So what made you feel like, you know what, I don't care how old I am and I don't care how old I'm going to get, I still want to do my music?
Yo, that's a
right?
big one, hey?
Right?
I'm impressed at that one. That's a very good question. I think recently, like, it's I've really been, like, kind of, not breaking in, but I've been, like, kind of, making money and, like, doing that,
yes.
like, from, like, performing and all of that and, like, benefiting from it. Like, people are starting to listen to all of it. Obviously, I've still got a long way to go, but I think it teaches you a lot.
Definitely, yes.
It teaches you a lot about life. And I feel as you grow, you know, it's been like, so what? Like, if I'm young, it's an asset.
Yeah, know? Yeah, yeah.
Because Ed Sheeran's like, I'm just going to use Ed as an example. He's 28 years old now, you know, he's still like, he's got 12 years on me.
Mm-hmm.
So I've still got 12 years to do something. And I'm trying to set as much of a foundation as I can. And hopefully it pays off because I've really tried to work hard and to do give my all.
Man, if you keep on just writing songs like that, you're going to go very, very far. But obviously, there must be a very big support system behind you because I know, like I said, at one point, the South African music industry wasn't the place where you'd be like, no, I'm just going to do that.
Mm.
You're going to have to like either go to school, do studies, and like for parents and friends and everybody and family to support you behind
they get scared.
That.
They get
yes,
scared.
I would imagine. And then I'd be like, oh, I don't know.
Mm.
We have someone here today in studio with you. Is it your dad?
My dad, yeah.
Of course. Now, see, for a parent to actually come and drive you to interviews, to gigs, it must obviously mean a lot to be like,
course.
I have that support.
No, of course. I think that's what like kept me going. If
definitely
like, if I get knocked down, it's like kind of come on, you can do it, Josh. You know, obviously education is a big thing.
Yes.
But I think it's kind of hard to decide, but definitely something to do with music. I think I wasn't going towards that path, but I think that's what I want to do now, because there's no point, like, it's something I want to do.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, it's not, there's no other option. I'm sorry. I don't know if that makes you happy or not, but I'm sorry. That's just what I want to do.
Definitely.
And I think their support system is just incredible. Really incredible.
Yeah, because, like, 16, still in school, grade 11.
Yeah, I'm born late. So.
There we go. So, I wrote Matric three years ago, 2016. Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Do
yeah,
math.
There we go.
3 years ago. and yeah, it's been a whirlwind of like things happening. And so you say you want to go into music. Do you want to go and study music at like a university? Or do you feel like you're just going to try and make it like how you've been doing it?
I'm definitely going to try and make it for sure. But there are some like cool production courses that I'm looking at. I've got so many options. I can't decide at the moment. But yeah, I think definitely gonna gig as much as I can.
Oh yeah,
it's gonna be
yeah,
difficult.
Yeah.
Really is. I know that, especially having to pay for my own petrol when I can drive and my own equipment.
Yes.
that's why I'm trying to be nice to them now, so they still I got a bit of a buffer zone as I leave. But yeah, definitely gigging, performing, doing what I'm doing now, you know. Seems to be working fairly decently. So.
There we go. See, I think, you know, definitely when it comes to keeping on with music, I can see just your name in headlights. Not even like being dramatic. For a short period of my life, I decided to be like, yeah, let me try the singing thing. Mm. And I was like, you know what? I really enjoy the radio more. And I don't know. It's like I love seeing people coming in to studio, showing how much passion they have, and actually going out there. And then after I hear your name and I follow you on Instagram and stuff like that, I'm like, wow, this is amazing to see like what actually happens behind the scenes and what actually happens here. And I get it, it's not the easiest place to do stuff.
No, of course,
but
yes,
if you want to do it, you got
you can
it.
Do it. And I think the main plan is to obviously go overseas.
Yes, yes.
And do most of it there, because music here is amazing, I won't lie, but it's a bigger market overseas for sure. So
definitely. Mm. So I want you to play another song for me. But before we're going to do that, we have to, of course, you know, call it pay the bills, where we have some bit of ads and everything. And then I'd like to keep you around if you don't mind.
No, of course.
Because
of course.
I have like a nice little, how do you say it? We call it a bubbling under and then a local focus and everything. I want to see how you feel about a bit of our local focuses and if you relate to some of them. Of course, we have a good couple of people on here, but I have your song that we're going to play at the end. But first, what song are you going to play me?
So this next one, all right. Unfortunately, this is my go-to song for radio.
Okay.
And performing, so it's not a first time, yeah?
It's fine. We had one that was the first time on Tux FM. I feel privileged. We feel good. It's amazing.
But this one's called Stay Until I'm Gone.
Okay.
It's probably one of my favorite to perform. So, yeah. Hope you guys enjoy it.
There we go. Go for it.
Saw you for the first time. Your presence blew my mind. 2 weeks later, hands intertwined, I found my hopes and dreams in your eyes. Now you don't want to talk to me anymore. Have your foot ready out the door. But without you, baby, I'm so torn. We're a bittersweet love, a bittersweet love, found more. Won't you stay until I'm gone? Won't you stay until I'm gone? 'Cause without you it's so wrong, I'm barely holding on. Baby, this house gets cold and I'm alone. Won't you stay until I'm gone? Until I'm gone. In a few months, crazy in love, warm to the core, we fit like a glove. But then years passed, writing on my mind's door are the fears and the doubts that I've had many times before. Now you don't wanna talk to me anymore. half your foot's already out the door. But without you, baby, I'm so torn. We're a bittersweet love, oh, a bittersweet love, I'm more. Won't you stay until I'm gone? Won't you stay until I'm gone? 'Cause without you it's so wrong, I'm barely holding on. Baby, this house gets cold and I'm alone. Won't you stay until I'm gone? Until I'm gone. Just come home, just come home, baby. Just come home, just come home, baby. Just come home, oh, just come home, baby. Just come home, just come home, baby. Won't you stay until I'm gone? Won't you stay until I'm gone? 'Cause without you it's so wrong, I'm barely holding on. Baby, this house gets cold and I'm alone. Won't you stay until I'm gone? Until I'm gone.
Absolutely beautiful.
This is Tux FM, fresh, young, and relevant.
If you just tune in to Tux FM 107.2, welcome to Locals Only. And honestly, if you just tune in, the song you just listened to, I've got the mans in the studio. You've been playing us some good songs. You made my people cry. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for that. And we're going to get to this song now. Speak about this song and what is it? I know people hate when I be like, what does this song mean to you?
It's quite an overly used question, but I mean,
honestly, yeah, but my thing it will be like you said, you want people to smile, you want people to relate to your music, either cry, happy cries, sad cries, whatever, you want to be on that level. When making music, especially like music like Ablaze, which is, like I've heard some of it, it sounds like it's very powerful. What do you want people to get out of it?
You know, when we went into studio and we wrote it, right?
Yeah.
It's the first time I've gone in and I've had, like, nothing. Nothing. We wrote it from scratch.
Wow.
And really the message kind of developed as it happened. So it wasn't really something I came in there. I was like, okay, I want to write a song.
Yes.
Meaning this, with this message, you know? I don't really do that for any of my songs. I just kind of write it and I'm like, okay, let's make it a bit dramatic so people feel it, you know. And I think this whole song is about, obviously I wrote it in perspective of falling for someone, being passionate about someone, because that's what I relate to best.
Yes,
being a teenage
boy. Of course.
But I think it's really the whole thing's about passion and like how if you're passionate about something, like you feel it.
Got
you. You will feel it.
You actually worked with Daniel Barron on this song. How was it like actually working with him? Because we play a lot of his songs on Tux FM, and I have to say his music's like, he's a genius. So
he's really...
Yeah.
I've never seen someone, right? We were in there and he was making the track, and I've never seen someone dance like he danced.
Nice.
It wasn't even
nice.
Finished. It was just a drum groove. And I remember he was into it. And I think that just really, it helped like feed into the energy of the song. It's quite a bubbly song, you know?
Yes, yes.
But I think that was the most important thing, was like, he was passionate about it as well, you know?
Definitely.
And that's really what drew me towards him.
Perfect. We've spoken about a lot of things. Mm. Some things that you probably hear every single day, but also some things that I'm like, I got you. But one thing I really want to know is, and I usually ask it for a lot of people if they come in studio, because I love seeing what they say. Just to end it off, if you would ever give advice to someone that would be like, I want to be like you, start out young, start out in the industry, there are going to be some fall downs and like a couple of knocks. What advice can you give them just to keep on going?
If it's a dream, right? Mm-hmm. If it's a passion, don't let anyone stop you, because at the end of the day, if you want something in life, you got to work for it. And yes, like, it's going to be hard. Yes, you're going to have people telling you, oh, you're not good at it, or it's really not the best career choice. But I think all you got to do is just like keep at it. You really do. Put in the time and you'll get something out of it. I really do believe that. Obviously, listen to like the advice of obviously like your parents, or if your mates are like really trying mm-hmm. to help you, listen. But at the same time, don't let other people influence your life, you know? So I think, yeah, that's definitely the only advice I could ever have for somebody in my position.
I feel like I can use that in my studies as well. It's like, if it's a dream, it's a passion. Got it. Yeah, like I told you off air, I'm actually writing a test, a very big test. It counts like 50% of my marks on Thursday. But yet, it's a dream and it's a passion to celebrate birthdays with friends. So we're trying to do that. But thank you so much for joining me in studio.
Of course,
for
thank
our
you for
locals
having me.
Only. Hopefully, it's not the last time that I see you either at Tux FM or on a stage. Upcoming gigs. Any of them?
I'm actually taking a bit of a break now. School's coming back in, so I'm just going to try to take a bit of a breather. It was quite a busy March and April. I think I had like 9 gigs throughout the whole time. I played Lizito Land and Splashy Finn.
Finn.
Yeah, so it was quite a fun time, but I just need a bit of a break now. My voice is feeling it.
Definitely.
And I'm feeling it, so I'm just keeping it chilled for now.
Okay. No, keeping it chilled, but definitely social medias where all of our lovely listeners can stalk you.
You guys can go follow me on Twitter and Instagram at JXM_official. Facebook is Josh Marrera, and YouTube is just Josh Marrera. So.
Perfect. So that is the social medias. If you see a request from a lovely ginger, that will be me. But thank you so much. We're gonna
thank you for having me.
Definitely.
Tux FM 107.2.